Love Talk Radio.
Hater Radio. If you don't know, now you know. Nobody's expendable. Wake y'all ass up. Wake y'all ass up. Hater Radio. Big Shy Getty. Live. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Cyberhood. I hope everybody had a great night and a beautiful morning. You know what I'm saying? I hope you ate your breakfast. You know what I'm saying? Made breakfast for the kids, the fam. Thank y'all for joining us today. We got a good one tonight. We are back with no lacking. Back with a new episode. What Now, Black Man, Volume 2. I know y'all heard the Volume 1, you know what I mean? If you haven't, you need to peep that, because we're coming up with so much to progress for our black men out there, even white men, whoever, to progress, you know, to make it in this world, you know what I mean? We're talking about how do we restore our respect as kings in this white man's world. We should never ask for acceptance, though. Just make them love us through our talent and our success.
Believe it.
I remember growing up with Reaganomics, which first the government made us depend. They made us very dependent and made all the household families made us used to get used to these handouts.
Believe it.
Just like a junkie, we were introduced to a quick fix. I'm using a fix as financial handout. Then we was cut off.
Believe it. For
born in the projects because we were all still, they trying to make a scientific project. Why you think they call it a project?
I mean, we all got to beat these, you know what I'm saying, statistics
got
that
you.
They have on the black man that we kill our own. They say we kill our own, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes
right.
They might enhance those records and those numbers just to make us
know.
Feel like there's no hope.
Like there's no hope.
Like, I mean, we have to stick together as black men. Back in the day, I had OGs I could speak to when I had questions to answers of life. They might have not been able to give me all the answers to my questions, but they could tell me, and they gave their time out to tell me their struggles or what they went through.
Believe.
You know what I'm saying? Because right now, we have a war on our soil right now.
Right
we
now.
Fight wars overseas, but we have a war right here that once we have a system designed to try to make us fail, designed to try to keep us down, designed to keep us from staying with our families, being there for our families. You know, it gets real deep.
It do.
I mean, we can talk about the police presence in our community. The relationship of the black man
fucked
and the
up.
Police.
Fucked up.
If you had a next door neighbor, just tell me this. This what
right.
I like to know, because in the hood, we got a policy.
No,
they call it no snitch policy.
Right.
But would you call it a protecting policy if it was your kid getting
right.
fucked up? You want somebody to help.
Really?
But people got this no snitch. It doesn't mean that you go out and let whatever happened in your life happen.
Believe.
With no help, you know what I mean?
We gotta
take it. I'm not going to take it there, but I'm saying, what about you looking out for your neighbor? What about
right.
that? You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right,
if
right.
you had a next door neighbor and heard him beating on his wife every day,
right?
Would you just turn your cheek?
Damn.
I mean, what would you do? Would you, I mean, do that make your character better when you, your character is built on things you do in life.
Believe it.
To make it better.
Things you went
through.
I mean,
for you to turn your back, if you knew this woman was getting beat on her by her husband every day.
Believe it.
But then you go back to the no snitch policy.
Oh,
no, that should be on your conscience. I mean, do something to help instead of hurting the community. Do something. Instead of throwing your cigarette boxes on the ground, you know what I'm saying, wearing your pants on the ground, help your community.
Believe it.
Community service is a good thing. You can go do community service for 2 hours. Just we have
just
to give back
out.
Gotta to our
give
community.
Back. We got
you know what
to.
I'm saying? But back
Let's
to the cyber subject of talking
we
about the police presence in the community. I want to know, what would y'all do if you heard your next door neighbors?
Right.
Her husband beating on her. What
Damn.
Would you do?
Damn.
That's I mean, that
big.
Brings me
well,
back to
do?
The case that happened in Cleveland.
That was fucked
where
up.
Where that psycho had a prison camp of girls
wow.
in his basement. a prison camp of girls in his basement. I'm talking about, it was going on for years. How would you feel as a neighbor? I mean, you would watch this drug dealer all day.
All day.
You would watch him all day. You could tell me his colors and everything he had on, but you didn't see nothing.
Nothing.
That's what I mean is some foul bullshit right there. You know what I'm saying?
Believe
that's real foul.
It's messed up, man.
And now
it's messed up.
We got this world that's so everybody think everything's over and there's no hope that it's don't hope. Nobody else want to work hard at trying to heal this world.
Believe
you know what I'm saying? We got oil spills going on, seafood that we're eating.
Oh.
Do you think that's good food?
No.
I mean, do you really believe that right now you could take a pot and you could fill it up with water and you could throw some oil, cooking oil, whatever the fuck, any shit, and you tell me where does that go?
Yeah,
is it cleaning that up? You can't clean that up.
Can't clean
that up. You know what I'm saying? But what now, black man? What can we do enhance our thoughts as being better black men, better fathers?
Believe.
That's me speaking in the mirror when we speak.
In the
when
mirror.
I'm on Ada Radio and I'm speaking, through the mirror.
Believe.
Because we going to get solutions to us uplifting ourselves.
Yeah.
And stop. Where see, we our negative thoughts can be so treacherous to our living, our everyday living. If you always thinking like the worst of things, you can always think of what could happen, but don't always think negativity and think that, if I make a move and I do this, it's not going to work.
Don't do it like
that. You keep on continuing to work. We got a higher learning watching us right now, watching over us, watching what we do, our every move. So we can't be out there making bad karma, burning bridges, doing everything that, you know what I'm saying, will help stagnate your growth.
Can't do it.
Right now it's about us uplifting each other. I mean, I know it's hard. You might have a little money. You might have these kids. You know what I'm saying? When you get your kids, you want to be able to take your kids out to different fun events and doing fun things.
Believe.
But when you ain't got that, mentally, it can stagnate you.
Right.
But we can't let that stagnate us. We can get our kids and go ahead and walk to the park and do whatever we got to do to make good memories.
Because
good memories is what make good people.
Oh,
so if you got bad memories, then you go, that's what helps make bad people.
Hell yeah.
I mean, we have to sit down, talk to our kids, talk to these black men out here that feel like we feel sometimes like the walls caving in on us. There's no hope. But there is hope.
Yes,
there's hope for you to. You can call in a Hater Radio right now. Voice your pen. I'm always here. Big Shy Getty, always here, and I hear you out. We got to go back to mentoring our black men, being there for them, talk to them. I mean, I got a lot of situations where we, at work or whatnot, I might be out somewhere, and an older cat might see a kid or a black man walk by pants sagging, and he'd be like, damn, look at this motherfucker, and chalk him off. And I'm like, man, we need to start talking to these
talk
folks.
Talk to them,
see what's in their mind.
Believe.
And he like, oh, no, they ain't listening.
Shit.
See, that's not helping us at all.
At all.
Even though that man might not agree with what you're saying, but them 2 ears, he's definitely listening.
He's listening.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm back with a new episode. What now, black man?
What now,
Big
black
Shy
man?
Getty, live from the Cyberhood. I would love for y'all to call in and voice your opinion. Let's build to this good energy.
Believe it.
Right now, call in. Call in to 347-633-9524. Add on to the cyber subject. I want to hear from you. Right now, we're going to take it to the cyber beats of the day.
Believe
Hater Radio.
Hater Radio, full effect. You already know. Ada Radio.
Let's get it.
Ada Radio.
Yeah.
Live from the cyber.
Episode.
What now,
Black man?
Volume 2.
Volume 2.
Yeah, you might be the problem. Chuck D, ain't you got no last name? Boy.
Boy, don't
Hey, where y'all going anyway?
Yo, we going to the beach, G.
To the beach,
man.
Y'all know what happened down there about this time last year, don't you?
You know, we do whatever we do, we survive, right?
Stop it!
Public Enemy. You know what I'm saying? We back on the same topic that we left y'all with. What now, black man? What can we do to uplift each other as black men, earn our respect back on the street? You know what I'm saying? As in the business field, what can we do?
We
can come together. I would love for all y'all to keep tuning in to Hater Radio, because I'm going to start an event in the near future where not like a Million Man March, but something that will uplift us and bring the good energy and speak it to the youth, getting back on our feet, showing that we love each other, you know what I'm saying? I mean, right now I'm going to take y'all back to an idea. I mean, it's time, way past time, to be brothers, our brothers' keepers once again. Back in the 90s, where I'm from, Chicago, born and raised Pierre, Illinois. Back in the 90s, they had an Operation Crack Shop that was designed to remove fathers from their families. Like back in slavery days, you get rid of all the, if you get rid of the pilot, the plane cannot have a destination, and it will not fly. You'll try to destroy these families. But we need to step up as black men and say no more killing our black folks.
No more!
Come together, speak our mind. When we come as a whole, we are so strong.
Woo!
When we come divided, we will not last.
We won't last.
So, we need to, I want all of y'all, all my black men, call in and holler at Shy Getty right now at 347-633-9524. Voice your opinion about this subject, because we need to address our mental thoughts, which can stagnate us also. We need to speak. Let it out.
Let it out.
Don't you don't have to do nothing irrational. Let's speak. Let's talk. Let's do bigger things, black men. We are so talented. Hey, the radio.
I'm going
to take y'all
baby.
One more game. Back to the Cyber Beats of the day.
Yes.
I'm
going
to get back at y'all with the public service announcement. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Don't be a wound.
Hey,
the radio.
And all the old school cats. We need to bring the music back to the respect factor. You can talk about something, but we gotta, hey, they sugarcoated a little bit. But I love the message, how they sent it out. You know what I mean? Showing love. Let's go back to the days, hugging our girl, telling her, baby, I love you. Baby, I miss you. Kiss your girl before you leave. Right now, it's so much change that come upon what we used to learn. What we knew, what we our upbringing. It's so many different ideas right now. I mean, people say we have to adhere to a lot of stuff. But whatever makes things happy and fun, you know what I'm saying? We have to do. We got to keep the good relationships going on. Show love to our family members. And just keep it all on you. Right now, I'm back with the public service announcement. Public service announcement is...
What's up?
We have to start with ourselves before we can heal the world. Heal each other within, and then we ready to begin.
Hey,
the radio.
Hey, the radio.
Public service announcement.
Yeah.
Cyber Beats of the day.
Hey, the radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, Hater Radio, we full effect. I hope y'all getting a chance to soak in all this game I'm spitting to y'all right now. I hope y'all having a beautiful one right now. Hater Radio back with a new episode. Live and alive, straight from the cyberhood. Your host, Big Shy Getty, me of course. You know what I'm saying? Black man.
What we gonna do?
What now, black man? What can we do? What can we do to get this, get back on our feet and do what we gotta do? We gotta do it. Who do we got next as a civil rights leader after Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson? Think about that. Right now, Hater Radio, I gotta get a cyber shots out. Gotta give a cyber shout out to all them cyber homies, cyber homies out there. All viewing Hater Radio, much love. Gotta give a shout out to Kiss the Girls ENT, Hater Radio family. Kiss the Girls family, we all a big family, you already know. PR, we all stars. Give a shout to Jule out there. Gotta give a shout to Crystal Kearney. Gotta give a shout to Torride. Gotta give a shout to my boy, Black Rat. What's up, my guy? I call him the little black Aaron Hall. You understand? Hey, I like to give a shout out to my boy John Doe Westside, Manny G. I see you, Uncle Do Dirt, yeah. Much love. Hey, gotta give a cyber shout out to Kai Glenn Kelly at Natural Aaron Twist.
What's up, sir?
Gotta give a cyber shout out to Reginald Goss.
Gotta
give a shout out to all the people that I might forget tonight. Much love to my kids. We will prosper. Get on your knees, pray. And God will bring, God bless those that wait. So don't be in a rush to do nothing, because we have a seasonal guy when it's your time to blow. You know what I mean? Hater Radio, full effect. We're getting close to the end, y'all. I got to go ahead and give y'all a chance to call in to your boy, Big Shot Yeti, right now. Voice your opinion, add on to the cyber subject. What now, black man? You can hit me up on the line right now, 347-633-9524. Let go.
One more game. Hater Radio. Hater Radio.
Being able to do something other than fucking Hater Radio full effect. Hey, your boy Big Shot Getty right here. I'm gonna go ahead and take a live caller while we got time. Live caller, you're live on the air. Hater Radio, answer the voice. Hey, what's up, man? I'm from Mississippi, nigga. I'm talking about we used to get that motherfucking money on the block. I'm talking about I'm down for my black man. I have him beat the motherfucking police up. Motherfuck them,
I'm
nigga. I don't give a fuck about the police. They don't give a fuck about me, nigga. When I was slain, they had me on video. When I went to court, they said, talking about that's you, nigga. That ain't me. That ain't me, nigga. That ain't goddamn me.
Believe
so I'm down for all my goddamn nigga. We can go at the motherfucking police, man. We can go at the motherfucking police. Right. I don't give a fuck.
Thank you for calling in, Lyle. Calling much love out there.
Hey,
that boy crazy right now, boy. Hey, Hater Radio, call in to your boy Big Shot Getty.
Yeah.
What's your opinion? We getting close to the end, y'all.
Close to the end.
Much love to all my real G's out there.
Yeah.
Let's keep it OG stat. Let's take it back to the Cyber Beats of the day.
Yeah.
Call in.
Memphis. Everybody, Cali. Stand up. Hey, the radio. Good night. Now we meet again. Hey, the radio.